Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have several individuals with the Ann Carlson Center. We have Felicia Sargent joining us, Chris Nitschke joining us, and Natalie Lonberg joining us. And Natalie, Chris, and Felicia, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Very excited to continue this again. Felicia, we're having individuals come in and celebrate different weeks, different months, and focusing on the different services that the Ann Carlson can provide and celebrating those individuals who work in those departments.
Absolutely. It's been a great time working through this and getting on the Let's Talk About It and getting the information out there.
Yes, absolutely. We want to make sure people know that the Ann Carlson is here and they provide many different services to our community. And today we're talking about Physical Therapy Month.
Correct.
So we have Chris Nitschke and we have Natalie Lonberg joining us on Let's Talk About It to talk about physical therapy. Let's just get right into it. What is physical therapy?
Physical therapy, and I'll speak to the pediatric specialty in general.
Yes.
And physical therapy, we work on all kinds of motor impairments, motor meaning movement. If you've got a child that you have work with at a daycare, at home, at a relative or something that you feel like they have a developmental delay,
mm-hmm.
if they're not rolling, if they're not keeping up with their peers, if they're not climbing on the playground, kind of like you would expect that they should, come call us, give us a call, and we'll let you know if the questions that you have are validated, and that if there's a physical therapy evaluation warranted.
Okay.
We address, like I said, developmental delays, neurological issues, short-term rehab, pediatric orthopedic sports injuries, torticollis and plagiocephaly for the little babies, balance and coordination impairments, wheelchair evaluations and positioning evaluations, power mobility, assistive technology assessments, and orthotics and prosthetics as well.
Wow. So that, I mean, it touches on a wide range of things, like obviously physical, meaning the motor skills and everything like that. So at working at Ann Carlson Center with this, what are some things you do daily as a physical therapist then? Because there, like you said, there's a lot of different things you touch on, but daily life as a physical therapist at the Ann Carlson Center.
Right. The Ann Carlson Center is lucky enough to work with Jamestown Public Schools really closely, and we've got contracts for doing public school physical therapy in four or five different special education districts throughout the state.
Wow.
And we travel all the way down to Oaks and Medina and up north and over to Hope and Page as well.
Wow.
The day in the life of a physical therapist is never the same.
Yeah, yeah.
We work with, you know, typically we'll look at an impairment and make it work it into a functional
like
ability.
finding the best way to address that impairment,
right,
kind of situation.
Right.
Okay. Again, I'll remind everybody, we have Chris Nitschke, Natalie Lonberg, and Felicia Sargent joining us here on Let's Talk About It. One thing you did want to talk about too, Natalie, with the physical therapy at the Ann Carlson Center is individuals who are looking for that, the children, the pediatrics, like you say, don't have to necessarily be going to the Ann Carlson Center to get that service, right?
Right. There's a community myth out there that you have to go to the Ann Carlson Center for school or live at the Ann Carlson Center to receive services there. But
right.
We definitely want to let everybody know that that's definitely not true. And about half of what we do is outpatient therapy services.
Wow.
As well. So
okay.
We get a good mix.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of pointed it out to kind of what the daily life is and what a physical therapist does. Are there any like special cases or actually more what I want to ask is when does an individual need to consider going to a physical therapist? Is it when they start seeing something that doesn't look right, or I believe my child should be at this point? At what point would you encourage an individual to start considering physical therapy?
Well, for one thing, if you're listening to this and thinking about somebody or you have somebody in mind, or a question that you just aren't sure that something might not be quite right, or they're only looking one direction as an infant, or
yeah,
or something like that, give us a call and we'll evaluate it for you.
Perfect. Chris, I want to bring you in real quick. You kind of oversee a lot of the therapies at the Ann Carlson Center. Do you find that with physical therapy, it does rely on a lot of the other departments, and those departments also rely on the physical therapy. Do you find them working a lot together?
Yeah, we have a great interdisciplinary team of physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and they're really good about working with each other to figure out what they could do together to enhance skill attainment. They continue to be an amazing team to support a lot of our kids through all their areas of growth, but also to support their families and their guardians and everybody who needs that additional support.
Sure.
As well.
Yeah.
I also want to say that Natalie is part of a pretty large team. She's got four PTs, wow. Two PT assistants, and also there are two PT aides, and without all of them, we wouldn't be able to offer the services that we provide.
For sure, right. And of course, doing the traveling, I'm sure that takes a lot of time and effort to go to those places with the physical therapy. So during the month of October, we celebrate Physical Therapy Month. Where would you encourage an individual to get more information, not just the Ann Carlson Center, Natalie, but just more information about physical therapy in general?
Yep, definitely. There's a lot of physical therapy providers in Jamestown here, and I would encourage people to go check out the national website, APTA.org.
Okay.
And they've got some information about National Physical Therapy Month, and about there's a day of service scheduled for October 13th, a physical therapy day of service. So
perfect.
Check it out. And there's lots of contests and hashtags and at signs.
A lot of social media things with
yes.
that. Awesome. So again, Natalie Lonberg, just one of several PTAs in our area at the Ann Carlson Center as well. And Felicia, we just celebrate the Physical Therapy Month through the Ann Carlson Center, and just how connected they are with the communities that they serve with that.
Absolutely. And Natalie brings out a good point. You know, we always talk about the Ann Carlson Center and Ann Carlson herself thinking about independence being a gift for all. Well, the gift that the Ann Carlson Center can give people is that ability to not have to travel 100 miles for physical therapy. We have it right here in town, and it does not necessarily mean that it is a great disability or something that would warrant, you know, living or residing at the Ann Carlson Center. It could be something very simple but needs to be addressed.
Perfect. So if anybody has questions, again, Felicia, they can go to your website,
yep,
right?
TheAnnCarlsonCenter.org.
Okay. The Ann Carlson Center?
AnnCarlsonCenter.org.
Okay, yep. Sure. AnnCarlsonCenter.org. Chris or Natalie or Felicia, anything else you guys want to add about physical therapy or anything else at the Ann Carlson Center?
I guess if you have any questions specifically about PT, you could always just call our extension 952-5142, and she will be able to connect you with somebody who could address your question.
Perfect. Very good. Well, celebrate Physical Therapy Month. Celebrate a physical therapist, Natalie, Chris, and Felicia, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you.
Thank you.